last thing is talk about Memorial Day weekend. Usually, MDOT is able to move the barrels to the side and many projects. How about this year and how about here in the UP?
Yeah, this year in the UP, we're going to be able to lift restrictions on about half of the projects. I mentioned we've got 18 active projects, and we'll be lifting restrictions on 9 of those. In addition to the US 2 Florence, Wisconsin project that we were just talking about, there's 9 MDOT projects that will still impact traffic. Whenever we can, we lift lane restrictions, but if we've got pavement that's torn up, or in the case of bridge work, you know, where you've got a lane over a bridge that's under construction, we can't always do that. So, you know, we've got M28 near Trout Creek in Onondaga County. We'll have one lane open at the Rolston Creek bridge. And M35 in Gwynn, as I mentioned, we still will have one lane with alternating traffic there as we get that project on M35 wrapped up. A couple of projects over in the eastern UP on M48 and 134, where we're going to have some lane closures. And US 2 over I-75 right near the Mackinac Bridge, a project that was also going on last year. We are still going to have some lane and ramp closures there. With the construction going on the Mackinac Bridge and that project in St. Ignace, we're really advising folks to try to avoid trying to cross the Mackinac Bridge during the peak times, weekends between 10 and 4. If you can schedule your travel so that you're not hitting St. Ignace around that time, it'll lessen delays for everyone and make your trip shorter.
Dan Weingarten is with the State Transportation Department giving us an overview on the construction season. I'm sure we'll be talking again in the future, sir. Thank you for your time, though.
You're welcome. Safe travels, everybody.